today for working on it, we're going to stay very in body. So the other times we've actually gone in our astral body, right, and journeyed up there, we're going to look at it all on our screen today just to see the difference. It's just as powerful, but I want you to notice if it's easier for you to stay awake by doing it this way or just the same. There's no right or wrong. It's just a difference of perspective and working through the experience to see what it's like for you to go and practice in different ways. All right. With that, let's go ahead and close our eyes and start grounding. Give yourself a chance to really tune into the earth. Say hello with your grounding cord. Let your grounding cord support you. And let your grounding cord take all that you don't want to be holding on to right now. It's really okay just to say, I don't want to hold on to this in this moment. And surrender it for a while. And just really feel that gentle pull and release. It's working in partnership with gravity. And then if you're not already there, bring yourself to your center of head. And then watch your earth and cosmic energies. And using the power of your choice, change the colors. And see how it feels to run different colors up through your leg channels or down your back channels. Really be aware and conscious with what your choices are affecting within your senses. And maybe notice where in your body you might be having a little discomfort or maybe feel disconnected from. And ask those energies, the earth and cosmic, to assist you in whatever way with the discomfort, with the disconnect, with whatever sensations or feelings or thoughts. You're ready just to transform. Good. Noticing your aura bubble around you, make some adjustments. Noticing that it's about an arm's length out in all directions. And watching the energies cascade down throughout that space, helping to clear out what's not yours or what's old and you don't need to have in that space. Plant a rose on the edge of your aura, really setting your answers and your truth for you today. And then take a moment to ground the whole physical space that you're in. Put a bubble around it and put some energy eating roses on all the walls that are grounded. Just to really help the energetic release and to hold the space for your learning and healing today. Good. And take a big deep breath and go ahead and put up your reading screen and your reading triangle. Turn down your lower chakras, bringing more of your awareness up into your sixth chakra. Let yourself really be the observer. And then set the intention that you're going to really stay in your body today. You're not going to pop off into your astral body and go up into the astral realm. You're going to stay anchored here in this plane and watch on your screen. So now on your screen, ask for your astral body just to appear. Notice how it looks today. Give it a grounding cord and just ask it to release any energy that it's been soaking up on all of your astral adventures when you go to sleep every night that it might still be holding. Good. And then you can watch that astral body. It actually has energy channels just like you do. So here it can run earth and cosmic energy. It has channels. Can help clear out the same way your physical body does. Notice the silver cord, like that umbilical cord that never disconnects between the third chakra of the astral body. Know it's also connecting into your physical body. And then you're going to watch the astral body get onto an elevator. And it's going to go up to level 7 and 8 of the astral plane again. And it's going to step out. And you can notice what your perspective is. Are you still watching the movie like you're first person? Or are you watching it like you can see the whole astral body? But it's going to start walking along the path up here and just notice how beautiful it is, what it looks like as you're walking, your astral body's walking down this path. And then you're going to come to the place where we were last week. You're going to see that fountain and the Cathedral of Souls. You're not going to stop there this time. You're just going to notice it as you walk by. And then you'll keep traversing down this path. And you'll get to the Akashic Records. And this time you're going to walk up to the entrance to the Akashic Records. And this is the library for all of the lifetimes of beings on Earth. So there's Akashic Records for like all the universes, but this is the one for here because it's where we are learning about right now. And as soon as you enter this amazing energetic library with all of these files, look around and just get a sense of what it's like. And then you'll notice your personal librarian, your Akashic Record Keeper, will come up and greet you. Just notice what that being is like. We're going to have a quick conversation with this guide. Ask them how long they've been in charge of your specific Akashic Records. Ask them if they still enjoy their job or if they would like a new one. That's okay. If you get a sense that this guide is ready to move on and work with someone else, just offer gratitude and see it hook up to Source. And then Source will give you a new record keeper right there instantaneously. See what this one looks like. Or if you kept yours, validate that, offer gratitude as well. And then the two of you will begin walking back into the Akashic Records. I see it like, you know, the stacks in the library where you go way back in. And you're going to come to the area that contains your own personal files of past lives on Earth. And you're going to go in and just request that your Akashic Record Keeper clean up a bit. You might notice that the files are all strewn about, or there's piles of books that aren't on the shelves, however you see it. But have fun with this visual. Just watch your record keeper straightening up. And then as this sorting is happening, you're going to ask the record keeper to pull any files from your shelves or that they cleaned up, any files that you are just completely done with. Those files are going to get moved over into something called the memory columns. They're like big golden columns off to the side. These are the ones, yep. Been there, done that, learned those lessons. Your record keepers is just going to actually put these away in these big memory columns and seal those with gold. And you'll notice there's still some out. Of course there is. You're still alive and in a body. But perhaps some have been put up on the shelf. They're not open and fresh for reading. And notice how many are left out because they're still important. You're still learning the lessons. But ask your record keeper to pull one out specifically, like a file folder or a book, however you see it. Look at it together. Let your record keeper point out some of the lessons from this past life that are still really important to you as a soul. Maybe you're still working through them, you're finishing the book, or maybe it's just your favorite story that you really gained a lot of wisdom from. Like you're reading a past life, read this file. And ask your record keeper, why this one? Why did you show me this one today? What's important for me to know? Just take the wisdom from that and ask your record keepers if there's any other straightening up or reconciliations that need to happen while you are here together. Again, just have fun with this imagery, this imagination. Trust that this is your intuition and your spirit sharing with you in whatever way your mind can visualize it now. And again, thank your record keeper. And you're going to go ahead and start to move back towards the exit and leave the Akashic Records. Walking back towards the elevator. Let's do one more stop on the way at that beautiful fountain in front of the Cathedral of Souls. Go dip your feet in. Ask these etheric waters to help you integrate whatever you just updated in the Akashic Records with your guide. Enjoy being here and getting this healing, this integration. let yourself start to come up and out of that and go back to the elevator and reorient yourself. Remember, you're watching all of this on the screen. You might have seemed like you were pulled into that movie. Just notice the movie again on the screen and your astral body coming back down and being back here on Earth in the same room you are. Good. Just breathe. Clear all of that off your screen. Again, be aware of being in your body and running your earth and cosmic energies, knowing you actually just got a big update. We're not quite done yet, but just be present with your body and running energy for a moment. Good. And then we're just going to learn about one little piece, one little thing on your screen. So now see the outline of your head on your screen. Just the outline of it. And then turn it around and look at the back of the head. And you're going to imagine the shape of like a hammock or a banana lighting up right there in the back that goes between the two ears and like the base of your skull. So see this little hammock banana shape back there? And this is something called your soul personality memory banks. So when we were up in the Akashic Records, we asked your librarian to file away the lifetimes that you were actually just done with. But you experienced those lifetimes. They gave you wisdom and lessons and experiences that helped to build your personality as a soul. And this is where that energetic information is stored in this body. This little hammock area. Kind of interesting that it's right near our brainstem. It's also where our self-trashing machine is. It's also where our genetic entity is. There's so much that happens back there. We don't ever really fiddle with the soul personality memory banks on a body level, but I just wanted you to just have this knowledge. You've been building your personality for lifetimes. And yes, it is expressed uniquely through this body and this lifetime. But here is where the energetic memories are of all that you've learned, so that this body has that wisdom too. So this is where really only the things we've processed and integrated and own as a soul are used as like the lens for this lifetime. It doesn't really contain the energies of what's not complete or what that's not integrated yet. This is like our empowered pieces of ourselves, how it's like this lens put right in there. So everything else filters along with that. Interesting, right? So go ahead and just clear off that imagery from your screen. Again, be in your body. Notice if you got a little activated near the neck or the back of the head area, just noticing that. And like I said, we don't really mess with that or do anything with that, but just saying hello to it, it could have activated some energy in your body. So if you want to take a little gold sticky cleaning rose and clear out your neck or the back of your head, or just run your energies through there more intentionally. Big deep breath. And then bring in a big, big gold sun and let yourself completely refill and replenish. And open your eyes when you feel ready. So another little adventure in the astral realm, especially getting more curious and imagery and understanding of the Akashic records and our incarnations here on Earth. And I'm curious what anybody wants to share from that meditation. Let yourself sink in, ground into your center of headspace again, running your earth and cosmic energies. And then take a big rose out in front of you and let it pull all of your partner's energy out. Is called separating from the reading. And then just toss that rose up into the universe, send their energy back to their source. And then do another big rose, just a vacuum cleaner, and let it pull out any matching pictures that you had. Even if they're good matching pictures, you can still let go of them because it offers more room for you to continue expanding. It never takes away the wisdom that you got. It just makes more space for expansion. Good. Send that up to source, let it go. And now imagine you can see a book that represents that reading trade. Guess what? That all got recorded in the files. Every single thing you do here. I saw a joke on the internet once, a meme that said, if you think the government is tracking all of your information, just imagine what the Akashic Records is doing. So yes, here's a book that symbolizes that trade that you just did with your partner. Imagine you can write everything into the book, said or unsaid, seen or unseen, goes into the book. And you're just going to write the end and close the book to really symbolize you're done with that reading trade. You're not going to go about the rest of your day reading your partner. You toss that book up, let it go. And just breathe. And rather than how we typically start with letting you run your energy for a couple minutes, we're going to close with that. I'm going to sit in silence and just be the witness of yourself. Notice what is changing and shifting and integrating. You could even be the director of your energy and ask for a little bit more of what you'd like some healing on. If you're still not feeling balanced, ask to move some energies out that are pulling you in all the directions. I don't know. But I'm going to time this for a couple minutes, so really sit with yourself. And see if you can be amused by what's happening while you're doing this. Do you have physical sensations? Are you getting distracted or sleepy? Just keep coming back to yourself. Good. Take a big deep breath and just visualize doing a mock-up for yourself, a mock-up for your week. Again, taking the reins, doing some proactive energy work for yourself, for your growth period, for your expansion. In that growth period, sprinkle the energy of validation. Infuse your energy, your intentions, your growth period with validation so that, like, when things happen, when you blow pictures, when you take a step, when you get confronted with a challenge, it'll feel like validation. And send that up into the universe. Let it go. And take a big deep breath and just call in a big, beautiful sun, reclaiming all of your energy from all time and space, past, future, present. And letting yourself have that all here in this point of consciousness in your body. In all your chakras, all your cells, all your aura layers. Stretch and open your eyes when you feel ready. Yeah, really play with that idea of validating yourself and your growth, even when it's hard. You know, for example, yesterday I had to meet with someone, and beforehand I was getting all my pictures triggered and feeling completely stuck in all of it. And then I was like, I went for a little walk beforehand and I was like, hey, you know what? Actually, this is exactly what I've been mocking up to be able to speak my truth. And hey, look at that. I can validate myself for calling this in, and I can do this, and I'm going to do it. And it went awesome. So just pulling myself out of those places where I was getting triggered and stuck and be like, hey, actually, this is where I want to grow. Bring it on. See what happens. All right. Yeah, Sheila.
Okay. My 8-year-old boy brain needs a different word than banana hammock for the thing on the back of the head.
It's your memory columns.
Thank you.
Your soul personality memory columns. Do you want to hear a really hilarious story about something? I don't know if you guys know all of this, but when I was recording the class that I now sell is like the autopilot one that people can do without the group, they can just do on their own. But I did it to a phone class the first time, and we talk about gold suns, and I used the phrase golden shower a lot, like bring in your golden shower. And the student, like, she's a therapist in the East Coast. She's like, I need to talk to you after class. She's like, you cannot use the word golden shower anymore. Do you know who our president is? I don't know if any of you don't know what that means. Maybe just Google Donald Trump and golden showers. Or maybe don't Google it. But so I try not to say golden shower anymore. So I won't say banana hammock anymore either. Awesome. Yay, ending on an amusement note. But yes, that's your soul personality memory banks back there. All right, I'll see you all next week. Oh, and next week we start working with looking more deeply at beings and transmediumship. So I just wanted to name that because you may feel some beings in your space, which will come across as like pushing your button. You know, your buttons are getting pushed a little bit more, or you're irritated, or things are like, don't go to class and learn how to clear me out. Like everything in the world might really try to distract you from coming to class next week. Come to class. All right, we'll see you next week.